University of Maryland Eastern Shore and SFMSports.net welcomes you to this presentation of Hawk Talk Live. It's a 60-minute look inside the athletics program at University of Maryland Eastern Shore. This broadcast is brought to you by the Henson, United States Coast Guard, the Hyatt Place Dewey Beach, Courtyard by Marriott, Ocean City Oceanfront, Pivot Athletic Training, and M Street Grill. Now your host of Hawk Talk Live, Will DeBoer.
It is 6 o'clock on the Eastern Shore, and you're tuned into Hawk Talk Live. Tonight, we're in the executive boardroom of the Sheraton Hotel in West Des Moines, Iowa. Really? And for the next hour, we're bringing you all the coverage of Maryland Eastern Shore athletics than you can possibly handle, and even more than that. We know from experience, this is all the coverage you could possibly want on the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net. Hello, everybody. Will DeBoer with you, live from the Heartland, this gorgeous hotel in West Des Moines, Iowa. Eastern Shore men's basketball on the road. Brake University tomorrow night. That is an 8 o'clock local tip time. We'll preview that game and much, much more over the next hour. But first, we want to give a shout-out to the staff here at the Sheraton Hotel in West Des Moines, Iowa, especially to Delane and to David, who helped us set up this whole affair here, running out this executive boardroom. I guess that makes me the chairman for the night. So we'll play chairman as best we can, try not to fire anybody. But here we are, fine surroundings. Our guests this evening will have Bobby Collins, Maryland Eastern Shore basketball head coach of the men's team, and one of his assistants, Shelton Hawkins, the assistant coach for Maryland Eastern Shore men's basketball. And we'll have some surprises towards the end of the night as well, a bit of a Christmas treat, if you will. Our rundown for this first segment, we got men's basketball, we got women's basketball. Everybody else in their winter hiatus. Bowling is off. Indoor track is off, so it's a basketball-heavy hour we've got here tonight from West Des Moines. Jumping right into men's basketball, the Hawks 3-10 this season. They have lost 5 in a row, all of them on the road, all of them against fierce competition. Last Friday, we'll just touch on this one, an 87-36 loss at Creighton. The team fell behind 13-0 to start the game, pulled back within 17-9 with about 12 minutes to play before halftime, but that was largely it as Creighton established their dominance and surged to victory. And we will not touch any more on that, just to say Logan McIntosh had 13 points, Cam Baycoat had 12. It's Creighton. They're very, very good. Let's talk more about yesterday's game. Maryland Eastern Shore was about 30 miles north of Des Moines. They were in Ames, Iowa, put together an impressive performance against Iowa State. They did lose, but it was by a 55-49 margin. Hawks fell behind 10-0 to start the ball game, and a 6-point loss means they outscored them the rest of the way. Eastern Shore got back within 10-6 with a couple of back-to-back trays by Ahmad Frost, Tyler Jones, and then they played in single digits for most of the first half. ISU was able to reestablish dominance and close the first half on a 13-2 run to go up 34-17. But the Hawks came back, won the second half 32-21, and they closed the ball game on a 21-6 clip, including a 12-0 run over 4 minutes at the under 9-minute marker and a 7-0 run to end the game. Let's see, Maryland Eastern Shore, they got big performances out of Logan McIntosh, who had 17 points, 12 of them over the final 10 minutes of the contest. 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 steals as well for McIntosh, the senior leader, the only upperclassman active on roster. Ahmad Frost got a career-high 19 points out of the deal, 7 of 17 shooting the basketball, including 3 of 8 from 3. He had 4 steals to go along, rebounds to go along with that, though. McIntosh had 4 steals, Frost with the 4 rebounds. And the last man off the bench, Michael Odiana, came in, played a season-high 12 minutes, got his first 2 collegiate points, 2 points in that game, and played a big defensive role during the 12-0 Hawk run that got them back within
single digits. Eastern Shore forced 17 turnovers. That's the most they have forced this season. Only gave it up 12 times. Eastern Shore is always very good at protecting the basketball. Forcing turnovers is another matter. They were able to do that last night. They did get out-rebounded. It was a slim 40-37 advantage for the Cyclones, but the Hawks won on the offensive glass, 15-9, 3 each for Myron and Leandre Thomas on the offensive end. And, again, a 6-point road loss at a Big 12 opponent, that's nothing to scoff at. It's the closest loss this season for Maryland Eastern Shore, and by far their closest of their true road games. First 8 true road games, Maryland Eastern Shore lost by an average of nearly 40 points a game. They made it 2 possessions against Iowa State last night. Tomorrow night, the Hawks right up the road here. They go from West Des Moines to regular Des Moines, the capital of Iowa. They'll take on the Drake Bulldogs. That is an 8 o'clock tip time Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock locally where we are. We'll have a 7:45 pregame show on the Shore Sports Network, sfmsports.net, wowthatscountry.com, everywhere you can listen to Maryland Eastern Shore Athletics. And this is a ball game the Hawks will really contend for, and they might be able to pull this one out. Drake is 5-7. They've lost 3 games in a row to tough competition in Minnesota, Iowa, and South Dakota State. They've lost 6 out of 7 after starting 4-1 this year. Duquesne shoots 45% from the floor. That's 41% from 3, but they give up 48% and mainly on the inside presence. They're a rather small basketball team. Nick McGlynn is the tallest guy to get significant minutes, but he stands at just 6'8". The next tallest regular is 6'3". So the Hawks will hold a rare size. Mark, if you are Eastern Shore's coaching staff, Reed Timmer, 6'1" senior. He averages 19 points a game. That leads the Missouri Valley Conference, 4 rebounds a game and 35 minutes a game. He is one of the top players in the Valley for a Drake team that picked to finish last out of the 10 teams who play in the Missouri Valley Conference. But in the non-conference slate, they hold a slight advantage in terms of they have the highest scoring offense. They average almost 80 points a game. That leads their 9 peers in the Valley, but they give up just about that same amount of points. They only have a plus point total of 0.1. So Maryland Eastern Shore will come in. We'll see if they can bully them inside and steal their first true road game of the year. It's their last non-conference road game of the season and their last game before Christmas. The team flies home Saturday morning, and they'll disperse back to their homes for the holidays. They'll be back in action for the final non-conference game of the year, December 31st at home against Central Penn. Tip time from the Heights Center, 3 o'clock. We'll have coverage of that starting at 2:45. You can join us, enjoy some basketball, and a pregame of sorts for your New Year's Eve festivities, should you be willing to go out and enjoy yourself that day. MEAC play opens for the Hawks January 3rd. That's at Morgan State. And we'll have all that coverage broken down for you on the first Hawk Talk of the new year. That'll be January 4th. We'll be back at M Street Grill for that one. Switching gears, we'll talk about women's basketball briefly. They're 2-8 on the season in the midst of a 3-game homestand before Christmas. The final game of that homestand is, well, right now, after our show. I encourage you to switch it over to sfmsports.net. Eastern Shore women's basketball is taking on UMBC right at this moment. The Hawks snapped the 7-game losing streak Saturday. They beat Division III Wesley 97-30, closing the ball game on a 62-8 run over the second half. Barisha Gill-Miles with 18 points to lead the way, 18 points and 10 rebounds for a double-double, as well as 6 steals. Dominique Walker with 17 points. 6 other Hawk players scored 7 or 8 points, a really balanced attack. And they forced 36 turnovers, which highly reminiscent of the Valley Forge game, the Division I Hawks just much, much faster than their opponents. Meanwhile, on Tuesday night, they dropped a 66-63 heartbreaker to Mount St. Mary's. They led for the majority of the game, but gave it up in the fourth quarter. We're going to patch in right now the post-game interview from that contest on Tuesday. Hawks head coach Fred Batchelor speaking to our own Tyler North, who was the play-by-play broadcaster for SFM, as well as Dave Bird. So, Steve, he got that pulled up in the studio. Let's go to it right now.
I'm a glass half full guy, so I want to talk about some of the positives tonight. CeCe Byram comes back from injury, 8 of 9 at the charity strike, and she was able to impose her will on a couple of those drives.
Yeah, she was, you know, she changes the game a little bit. She came in, had a couple mishaps with a couple turnovers, but, you know, she definitely came in and gave us what we needed to try to win the basketball game. We just didn't get enough solid play. You know, when you shoot 2 for 13 from three and it goes on and we just don't make them pay, and that kind of hurts you.
Absolutely. One thing we noticed sitting on over here, and I'm sure you noticed it, Sullivan from three was on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Did you expect that? Did you see that coming in? I know she's a freshman. You don't have much of a game plan on her. But did you notice that coming in, that you were going to have a tough time with her?
Yeah, we had a game plan on her, taking away the three-point shot. But I thought she did a good job of moving without the basketball and getting and utilizing the overplay to create space for her to get her shot off. And that's where we weren't smart with some of our plays in regard to we overextended ourselves on passes that we couldn't get to. And then when she caught it, we couldn't defend her. And I just thought that, you know, for her to be a freshman, you know, kind of be able to maneuver and get open like that without the basketball, she, you know, that's a special thing.
Absolutely. 23.6 of 13 from behind the arc. One other question I got to ask. Were you looking to get Carney open for three there? I know she hadn't checked into the game yet so far. I didn't know if that was the play call.
No, we really weren't. She was a decoy. We wanted to come off on the other end and realize that we wanted to get somebody else. I thought Hicks, if we had just waited a split second for that play, Hicks was coming out the other side off the double because we knew her girl was going to go help on Amanda. And Hicks was the kid I really wanted to get the shot.
Just one last question, Fred. I know in the past teams with a go-to guard, you know, have given us a little bit of problems, and that we did a great job on White.
Mm-hmm.
We
did
score.
Yeah. Yep.
Until the final minute and a half, actually, and she scored two big monster buckets, which getting to the basket. And we got our hands on the ball a lot defensively, but again, a guard gives us a little bit of problems.
Well, I thought we had where there was times in the game when we were up 6, when we should have been up 11.
Yeah,
we broke down.
Yeah.
You know, even the last three in the second quarter, we're down. We're up 3 up 7 with 3 minutes to go, 3:30 something, and we end up being up 5 as opposed to up should have been up 11. We missed a layup and missed 4 free throws.
Right.
You know, and that's and kind of, you know, you got to have good play in those situations because those are the situations that come back and hurt you. And I thought that's what happened tonight.
Yeah.
You know, they got a little momentum and hit some shots, and they, you know, therefore they weren't tired, they weren't fatigued, and I thought their ability to get to the basket and draw fouls was huge.
It's an old famous adage: if you let a team hang around and you got a little bit of lead, and you don't expand on that lead,
right,
then they got a chance.
Right, exactly. And we never did that. We never made the plays that we needed to make to kind of separate. And I thought we had a lot of undiscipline on defense, going after balls that we didn't have a chance to get, and fouling in situations because we were overextending ourselves. We wanted to play aggressive, but we weren't as disciplined as I thought we needed to be.
Okay, that's looking forward. Last question. We were back here on Thursday night against another Division I opponent in state that we played back and forth before. What are we looking for from UMBC?
Well, you know, I haven't given much thought at all to UMBC. I hope my staff has because I've been solely prepared for this one. This was a very important game for us. We, you know, we do not have a Division I win yet, and this is late. You know, it's almost January. We're about to go home for a little Christmas break, and to not have a Division I win yet, even regardless of how tough our schedule was, this was one that was one. We weren't supposed to let get away, especially at home. So I'm a little disappointed with that. We got to regroup from this, and we got to get ready to come in tomorrow and get ready for Mount St. Mary's. UMBC. I'm still thinking about them.
Yeah, I guess you were really prepared for that one, weren't you, Coach? Well, unfortunate loss tonight, Coach, but we'll hopefully look to bounce back here on Thursday.
Thank you, guys. Yep.
That was Fred Batchelor, head coach of Hawk women's basketball, speaking with Tyler North after the loss to Mount St. Mary's on Tuesday night. We got to throw it to commercial quick, but the quick takeaway from that ball game: CeCe Byram's back, 15 points, 8 of 9 from the free throw line, 21 minutes, her first game since the ACL tear on January 9th at North Carolina A&T. So
the Cavalry is arriving for Maryland Eastern Shore. They wrap up their non-conference schedule December 28th at East Carolina, and they open up MEAC play the same time as the men, January 3rd at Morgan State. After this show tonight, switch it to sfmsports.net. Listen to Tyler North and Dave Bird as they cover the second half of that game between Maryland Eastern Shore and UMBC. It looks like they're 5 minutes into the first quarter. Hawks lead the, whatever they are, Golden Terriers, Good Boys, whatever it is, a 14-12. We're going to throw it to a commercial when we come back. Bobby Collins is sitting to my right. He'll put on the headset, and we'll talk about the Iowa State game from last night and set you up for Drake tomorrow. All that and much more. Second segment of Hawk Talk Live coming up next on the Shore Sports Network and sfmsports.net.
Hello, I'm your waiter, Serge. Would you like to hear the specials? Do they include any wings, hot and cold sandwiches, and Smith Island cake? No, you'll have to go to M Street Grill for that. All right, see ya!
Here you go, man.
Hawks fans, you want to sink your teeth into great food and watch the game, right? Make M Street Grill your new home. It's a sports bar and restaurant conceived by hospitality and tourism management program students and owned by a Hawk alumni. M Street Grill in the Princess Anne University Village, 410-621-5040.
In the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, success for our student-athletes isn't just measured by wins and losses, points on the scoreboard, or individual stats. It's also measured by their performance in the classroom, in the community, and ultimately graduation. Our student athletes aren't just playing to win a single game. They're playing to win at life, because games end, but life keeps on going. The MEAC, educating student athletes for the game of life.
The Eastern Shore is a perfect place to visit year-round. A gem hidden on the lower shore is the Henson. Located in the heart of Princess Anne on the picturesque campus of the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, the Henson is the perfect choice for campus visits, business trips, reunions, meetings, and relaxing getaways. Check into the Henson and we'll take care of the rest. Book online at umes.edu/Henson.
Training is about more than muscle. It's about inner strength. So I push myself. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. I train with the best. A team that shares my drive and commitment. We collect intelligence, guard our shores against drug smugglers, and keep our waterways safe. Because our nation expects more. Discover a future that exceeds your expectations. Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Celebrate the holiday season in Somerset County with unique events for the entire family. Shop local for special holiday incentives and a wide selection of gift items. Ring in the new year in downtown Princess Anne with the annual Midnight Muskrat Dive December 31st. Marshall P. Muskrat invites you to experience the fun with live music, contests, food, and spirits. Downtown merchants and vendors will be open late. Check out visitsomerset.com for more information. Somerset County, a great place to celebrate.
Did you know there's a phantom hiding in your home? In places you'd never suspect. In any instant-on device, like that great new HD TV or your family game console. Even your computer equipment, like printers, monitors, and speakers. Yep, the phantom is a pretty sneaky character stealing the electricity that's costing you money, even when your electrical devices are turned off. Don't let the phantom hide from you. Plug into power strips that you can turn off whenever devices are not in use. This reminder from Chop Tank Electric, a Touchstone Energy cooperative, keeping members first every day.
Back to Hawk Talk Live from M Street Grill in Princess Anne on the Hawk Sports Network.
We are back on Hawk Talk Live, not quite from M Street Grill. We're at the Sheraton Hotel in West Des Moines, Iowa. And our first guest for this segment, first guest of many a segment, most, in fact, of the segments here on Hawk Talk, a head coach of the men's basketball team at Eastern Shore, Bobby Collins. Hi, Coach.
Hey, how you doing, Will?
I'm doing pretty well. Glad that you could join us, closed confines here at the hotel. So, find you on the 8th floor, come down here and all that.
Well, I'm excited to be here.
Yeah.
And, it's cold here in Iowa, so we're going to stay inside and stay warm until game time.
Well, that's why they invented basketball, after all, something for the indoors. Well, here we are, the back end of the last non-conference road trip of the season. There were a couple of games since we last chatted, but let's throw Creighton out the window. That was a game against a very good team, a sort of anomaly. Let's talk about Iowa State from last night, a 55-49 loss, a game that you guys were in at the very end, first time against a Power 5 team this year. A solid performance from the guys, and as usual, they never gave up.
Well, you know, you put Creighton in the equation. You know, we took that team, and a lot of times you lose your team after playing so many grueling games and so many tough games and being on the road. But the one thing about this team, we've been able to stay together, maintain, and weather the storm. And I tell them that the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but he that endureth. I told them to just hang tight, just stay close, and let's just find a way to get through these grueling games. And if we happen to be in the game like we were last night, then I'll be extremely excited about it. I was pleased and proud to be able to have an opportunity to coach at the end of a game like Iowa State. And they were a very talented basketball team, but we kind of found their weak spot, and we dwelled on it. And hopefully, I was hoping that we were able to pull it out, but unfortunately, we didn't. So, but I was pleased and proud at the effort that our guys gave for 40 minutes.
Certainly, you made them sweat at the end, and you touched on it. They made some mistakes. They had some holes, only 7 guys active, and they were making a lot of turnovers, a lot of their own mistakes. It seems like in games past when teams were doing that, the Hawks were unable to capitalize, but last night they were, and that was the difference between a 20-point game and a 6-point game.
Yeah, you know, when you lose a player, the team can fall apart. You know, take, for example, the Dallas Cowboys. When we lost Ezekiel Elliott, our team kind of – we lost 3 in a row. And we kind of found our way. But you take our team here at Maryland Eastern Shore, we lost 4 players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything could happen. So I'm just pleased that the fight that we have and our team just starting to gel at the right moment on how we're going to play with the team that we have.
Gelling at the right moment and with an undisputed leader, Logan McIntosh. 8 points during that 12-0 run with under 9 minutes to play in the ball game. He had 12 of his 17 points in those final 10 minutes. And I noticed after one of his buckets during that run, he came back on defense and he had a sly grin as he looked over towards the coach's bench and the scorer's table. He was digging it. He was really having fun during that comeback.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really exciting times, and I look at the statistics right now. You know, Cam Baco was 0-for-8. Tyler Jones was 1-for-9. And Myron Thomas was 2-for-8. That's 3-for-25. If those guys just give me 4 of those baskets, then we win by 2. But I know those guys are capable of knocking down shots, and they're capable of shooting the ball much better than they've shown. But we got to hit shots, and we got to make shots, and especially in crucial times and situations. We depend on Tyler Jones to make shots. We had a hero to come in. You know, Mike came in last night and gave us some positive minutes. No, it wasn't big, but it was big for us. He came in, he played, I think he played, what, 6 minutes?
12 minutes, I had.
Wow, okay, he played 12 minutes. But he went in, he gave us a lot of energy. He did exactly what I asked. He defended. He caused havoc, and I was just very pleased and proud for him because he hadn't played very much. But the one thing he did when his number was called, he went in and he went out and he played up to his full capabilities, and I was proud of him for that.
Oh, he sure did. 4 minutes was that's the most he had played before last night when he came off the bench. We got quite a few of those last guy off the bench, next guy up. Players on rust this year, Najee Fitzgerald, Montrezl Oliver. It seems like that sort of attitude can permeate through the team. I mean, if you've seen Rudy, the classic movie, right. Only movie that makes me cry, but last guy off the bench, and he inspires everybody.
Yeah, you know, I look down the bench often, and most of the time I see my coaches, and I'm like, man, I wish I could put him in. But, you know, those guys, you know, Mike and Sean Hoggs and those guys, they ready when I call the names. You know, even Najee, he's a senior, and he hadn't played very much, but when I call his name, he go in and he give me his absolute best effort, and that's all I ask.
We're talking with Bobby Collins, head coach of Maryland Eastern Shore men's basketball. The Hawks got their scoring mostly from two guys last night. We were able to find the basket. McIntosh had 17. And Ahmad Frost, career-high 19 points. He hit three from beyond the arc, and it seemed like he was in sync with the bucket the way he hadn't been for quite some time.
Yeah, you know, when you only have two guys that's in double figures and you play on a team like Iowa State and you're having a chance to win, I think the sky's the limit for your team. And I think the sky's the limit is for our team because we know Myron Thomas can score the ball. Tyler Jones can definitely shoot the ball better than he shot the ball. And Cam Bakos, I don't think that he'll go 0 for 8 again. Mm-hmm. Not the way he shoots the ball and that he's capable of shooting the basketball.
He's due.
But, you know, so the sky's the limit. And I say we're coming together at the right time. And if we can build on that and go in with the same energy and the same confidence, I think this is a team that we match up well with, and we expect to go in and give them a run for their money.
You're talking, of course, about the Drake Bulldogs, the opponent tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern tip time. We'll have coverage at 7:45 on the Shore Sports Network. But Maryland Eastern Shore facing a team that's pretty much undersized compared to the Hawks. They have one guy who's 6'8", who gets the bulk of the minutes. They've got a couple other guys who are sort of 10th, 11th, 12th guys off the bench. Everybody else significant for them is 6'3 and under. And with the stroke on the offensive glass that the Hawks had at the Cyclones, they out-rebounded Iowa State 15-9 on the offensive end. It seems like that's the sort of thing that can carry over into the next game.
Well, you know, we had a lot of confidence, and, you know, we watched film, we were prepared. I thought my coaches did a very good job of playing those guys and competing against those guys, and I was just pleased that our team just being focused and concentrating, and just I tell them often that it starts with the mind. If you go out there with the mindset that you can play with these guys, then you can. But if you go out there with fear and looking up at the banners and looking at the stands and all the people in the stands, I said, it's going to be a long night. And, you know, we went down to Creighton. Obviously, they had every bit of 14,000 in there, a quiet 14,000. And they didn't give us very much of a chance. But last night, I thought we stayed focused. We stayed focused to what we wanted to do, how we wanted to play. We switched defenses up on them a lot, and we were able to make it a game.
Drake working with a brand new head coach, Nico Medved, who is coming to Des Moines after turning around Furman down in the SoCon. He turned them into regular season champs last year, SoCon Coach of the Year, before taking over the school in the Valley. It seems like any time you come into a situation where they only won 7 games last year, it's going to take a while, but you're going to see flashes of what the future could be. They went 4-1 to start the season. They finished 3rd at that tournament in the U.S. Virgin Islands. But they're falling back to earth right now. They've lost 6 out of 7, so it seems like it's a good time to catch them before they can really rev up the engine again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching film on them right now. I see that they are a very talented basketball team. You know, Reed Timmer averaging 20 points a game and the point guard averaging right at 11, 12 points a game. But I do see that the hole in their team right now is how they rebound. Mm-hmm. Right now, not very many people on their – well, very many players on their roster averaging more than 4 rebounds a game. That should give Myron Thomas and Leandre Thomas a field day of getting their 10 rebounds. If they get 10 rebounds and if we can get Tyler Jones to get in there and rebound for us, then that's going to give us a great chance to pull out the victory. But rebounding the 50-50 balls and getting back in transition defense is going to be key for our success tomorrow night.
Eastern Shore taking on Drake tomorrow night, the final game of the non-conference road season, final game before Christmas time, and the final chance for a good showing before the New Year's Eve matchup against Central Penn. Coach, thanks for joining us as always. Have a great holiday. We'll talk to you tomorrow after the Drake game.
Thank you.
Bobby Collins, everybody, Maryland Eastern Shore head coach for men's basketball. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have Shelton Hawkins, one of Coach Collins' assistants, and we'll introduce him, and then we'll set up our final segment of fun before Christmas time here on Hawk Talk Live. This is the Shore Sports Network and SFMSports.net.
Hello, I'm your waiter, Serge. Would you like to hear the specials? Do they include any wings, hot and cold sandwiches, and Smith Island cake? No, you'll have to go to M Street Grill for that. All right, see ya!
Here you go, man.
Hawks fans, you want to sink your teeth into great food and watch the game, right? Make M Street Grill your new home. It's a sports bar and restaurant conceived by hospitality and tourism management program students and owned by a Hawk alumni. M Street Grill in the Princess Anne University Village, 410-621-5040.
Hey Hawks fans, season tickets are on sale now. Visit umestickets.com to get your basketball season tickets. Stop by the athletic office, go online, or check your mailbox. Get your Maryland Eastern Shore tickets. There's no better place to be this basketball season than the Heights, cheering your Hawks on towards a conference championship. Get your Maryland Eastern Shore basketball season tickets now at umestickets.com. Support Eastern Shore Athletics, because after all, this is our shore and our team.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right, the hottest Samsung devices, 50% off. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. And when you switch to Sprint, you get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line for a family of four, plus get a fifth line free. That's 50% off Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You also get 10 gigabytes of mobile hotspot in HD, so you can stream your favorite holiday movies, music, and games. So stop by your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 to learn more.
Requires 18-month lease and new line savings via monthly credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due after 1/31/19. Pay $38 a line per month with auto pay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited rates, AT&T Unlimited Plus plan and T-Mobile One Plus plan for five lines. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Show them your love. Show them you care. Gifts sent as cash. Your gift gets there. Come to a store. Their hearts will soar. Best gift is cash. Gifts they'll adore.
Get your gifting needs wrapped up today with Western Union. For $5, send up to $50 for pickup at over 43,000 U.S. agent locations. This is sending the best gift of all. This is Western Union. Fees and taxes may vary by brand, channel, and location and are subject to change without notice. NMLS 906983.
Are you still searching for that perfect gift? Dell has an amazing selection with something for everyone on your list. Check out Dell.com to find the best brands of electronics like booming Bose speakers, plus the hottest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs. There's still time to get something great under the tree. Call 800-BUY-DELL. Order by December 20th and choose free expedited shipping for delivery by December 22nd. Some exceptions apply. Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Now, back to Hawk Talk Live from M Street Grill in Princess Anne on the Hawk Sports Network.
We are back. Hawk Talk Live, bottom of the hour, 6:30 on the Eastern Shore. Will DeBoer with you live from West Des Moines, Iowa. We're in the executive boardroom at the Sheraton Hotel. And we've got just a half an hour show left, so we'll jump right in. Our second guest of the evening, the assistant men's basketball coach for the Hawks, Shelton Hawkins, everybody. Hi, Shel.
Hey, Will, how you doing today?
I'm fantastic. Glad to have you.
Oh, man, I appreciate you having me on today.
Absolutely. That headset nice and tight for you?
Yeah.
There you go. Just making sure it's not going to fall off and stuff. No hair to sort of
I got the Coach Collins. I want to borrow something. Say, can I get the Coach Collins haircut?
Classic. Classic. As always. So, coach, assistant coach for the team, sort of the fourth assistant. There's Cliff Reed, the associate head coach,
right.
Ace Custis, Ed Huckabee, the other assistants, and then yourself. What does your job entail as the fifth of this group of five?
Oh, well, it's more so-called special assistant. I kind of do a little bit of everything, whatever Coach Collins needs me to do, whether it's helping the guys out in the gym or helping guys academically. When we're on the road, I do a lot of the study hall stuff. Help with academics. So, just trying to just learn as much as I can. Be a sponge. Be there. Well, you know, if somebody needs some help, then I do that too. So, yeah.
How'd you first get connected with Maryland Eastern Shore basketball?
Actually, Coach Collins' first year of him having a job at UMES, they had he had a coaching clinic. And I was a high school coach at the time, and I wanted to learn. So I was one of the coaches that came, and just kind of every year I would come and bug him and ask him a couple questions. I remember him talking about what is your why. So that next year when I went back to coaching high school, that was my main thing, what is your why. So every year or every time I saw Coach Collins after that, I always would talk about, you know, what is your why. And I asked him, could my why change? And we just had this great conversation. He was always really easy to talk to and just, you know, just kind of went from there.
All right. What do you enjoy most about your job?
Me? Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. I feel like I literally wake up every day and be like, man, I can't believe that this is my job. I get goosebumps when I hear the guys call me coach. Like, it still means, like yesterday when we played Iowa State, like walking through the tunnel, the lights was dim. I was like, wow. Like, this, like,
yes.
You understand? Like, this is.
I absolutely do.
Yeah, so, I mean, even yesterday, like, my post was, like, I hope I never take these opportunities for granted. Just to be able to be there and be a part of those type of things is, like, you know, never really happens where I come from.
Certainly, that's the right attitude to take in a job like that.
Right.
You know, there's a phrase that always comes to my mind in that situation. There's no business like show business.
Right.
But there are several businesses like accounting.
Oh. Right.
Old David Letterman said that. Oh, but, yeah, so you're here. Right. You're learning. You're absorbing things like a sponge. And where is that going to carry you? What are some long-term goals?
For me, it's long-term goals just to keep getting better every day as a coach. Ultimately, I want to be a full-time assistant. That's the ultimate goal just because I've been working at this the last 4 or 5 years. So I really want to, you know, opportunity to show what I can and capable, you know, be able to do. So every day it just – working hard and just being there and showing Coach that I'm loyal, I work hard, and I'm somebody that you can count on.
That's right. He's Shelton Hawkins, everybody, and he's going to be our guest for the final segment of the show as well. We're going to take a short commercial break here. And when we come back, what would a radio show around Christmas season be if we didn't have a good old-fashioned bowl pick'em?
So we
are going to do that. Shelton's going to be my guest picker along with this, but it's with a twist. It's the Hawk Talk twist on your traditional college bowl game pick'em. So don't go anywhere. We're coming back. The final segment, extended segment, fourth segment on this Hawk Talk Live here on the Shore Sports Network on sfmsports.net.
Do you need a break, a getaway? Plan a visit to Hyatt Place Dewey Beach in Delaware. Lay back, relax with your toes in the sand, and unwind to the sounds of the ocean. Please your palate with a delicious meal at Cape Hasa Restaurant on the bay while taking in the sights of a beautiful sunset. It's time to get away and make that getaway to the Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. Call 302-864-9100 or visit HyattPlaceDeweyBeach.com. Make a lifetime of memories in your own backyard at Hyatt Place Dewey Beach. That's Hyatt Place Dewey Beach on Facebook and Instagram.
Hello, I'm your waiter, Serge. Would you like to hear the specials? Do they include any wings, hot and cold sandwiches, and Smith Island cake?
No, you'll have to go to M Street Grill for that.
All right, see ya!
Hawks fans, you want to sink your teeth into great food and watch the game, right? Make M Street Grill your new home. It's a sports bar and restaurant conceived by hospitality and tourism management program students and owned by a Hawk alumni. M Street Grill in the Princess Anne University Village, 410-621-5040.
In the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, success for our student-athletes isn't just measured by wins and losses, points on the scoreboard, or individual stats. It's also measured by their performance in the classroom, in the community, and ultimately graduation. Our student athletes aren't just playing to win a single game. They're playing to win at life, because games end, but life keeps on going. The MEAC, educating student athletes for the game of life.
Training is about more than muscle. It's about inner strength. So I push myself. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. I train with the best, a team that shares my drive and commitment. We collect intelligence, guard our shores against drug smugglers, and keep our waterways safe, because our nation expects more. Discover a future that exceeds your expectations. Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
If you're looking for some good old-fashioned fun with a new twist, Southbound Alley in Salisbury is the place to be. With delicious food and drink specials, 20 lanes of bowling, and the best arcade and billiards room in town, Southbound Alley is a great place to bring the whole family. Southbound Alley has private rooms ready for your next event, holidays, birthdays, business outings, and more. Located in Salisbury on Southbound Route 13 across from Fruitland Walmart. Call for details or like us on Facebook. Southbound Alley in Salisbury is the place to be.
Lower Shore Immediate Care. Quality care close to you. Open 7 days a week. Just a short drive to Princess Anne, located next to Caesar's Pizza. No appointment necessary. Be seen promptly. Quality care by caring professionals. Jack Bird, Kevin Mull, and Megan East. Locally owned by your neighbors. Visit LowerShoreImmediateCare.com and remember to like them on Facebook. Providing top-notch care for the Lower Shore and beyond. Lower Shore Immediate Care.
Now, back to Hawk Talk Live from M Street Grill in Princess Anne on the Hawk Sports Network.
We are back. It's Hawk Talk Live from the Sheraton Hotel, the executive boardroom here in West Des Moines, Iowa. Will DeBoer and Shelton Hawkins, Hawk men's basketball assistant coach. And we've got a little treat for you, everybody. It's 4 days until Christmas time. Everybody's on hiatus, and the only sports that are active right now, basketball, as far as Eastern Shore is concerned, and college football.
Right.
It's bowl season.
We've had
a few games that have gone passed by already, but we are going to line up the rest of them, and it's time for our Hawk Talk Live. I'm dubbing it the completely arbitrary, no analysis, borderline stupid, bowl pick extravaganza trademark.
Right.
And what this is that, I don't know, Shell, if you prepared for this at all, but aside from looking at the name of the game and who's playing, no outside analysis of the team's strengths and weaknesses, just a gut reaction, making picks based on complete guesswork, based more on gut and intangibles, the most intangible of all intangibles. So, by the premise, by the bit, here we go. We're going to start off with the one that airs tonight, a couple hours from now, the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl at the Trop in St. Pete, 8 o'clock on ESPN, Temple versus Florida International. Shell, who you got?
I'm going with Temple.
Going with Temple. Yep. How come?
Just because my cousin David Hawkins played basketball there back in the day. I was been a Coach Haney guy, so I'm going with Temple.
Fair enough. I'm going with Temple as well, but I'm going with him for this reason.
Okay.
Gasparilla Bowl.
Right.
It rhymes with sarsaparilla, which is an old-timey soda drink. People in Philadelphia probably know what that is more than people would in wherever the heck Florida International is. So I'm going with Temple winning the almost sarsaparilla bowl there in the Trop.
Okay.
Moving on, we got the Bahamas Bowl. That's tomorrow in, well, the Bahamas, and not the Bahamas in Utah, the actual Bahamas.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if there's Bahamas in Utah, but, you know, Utah has the Jazz,
right.
So, you know, good enough possibility. That's tomorrow, 12:30 p.m. ESPN. UAB against Ohio. That's Alabama-Birmingham against the Ohio University Bobcats against an Ohio State University. Not the Ohio State University, an Ohio State University. Shelton Hawkins, who you got?
I'm going UAB, just because Coach Huck, one of the assistants here, talk so much about Ohio football. I just want Ohio to lose, just to make Coach Huck upset. So I'm going with UAB.
Welcome to my world, my friend. As a native of Indiana and a college grad from the state of Michigan, yes, Ohio can, you know, go shove it.
Right.
But I'm also picking UAB because they're a feel-good story. So, you know, they got their program decimated a couple of years ago. It's come back. It's going to a bowl game already. I think it'd be good for the people of Birmingham for a bowl win like that. So UAB in the Bahamas Bowl. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl in the blue turf of Boise. That's tomorrow afternoon at 4 on ESPN. The Chippewas of Central Michigan against the Cowboys of Wyoming. Who you got?
I'm going with Wyoming. I'm taking Wyoming.
You're taking Wyoming. I'm taking Wyoming as well.
We're 3-for-3 right now.
We're 3-for-3. We're totally simpatico right now. I'm going with Wyoming because it's at Boise. They're a Mountain West school. Wyoming's used to the blue turf. Central Michigan is not. They're going to look down at that and say, whoa, the turf, it's blue. What do we do? And they're going to be so distracted that Wyoming's just going to be able to air it out. They got that NFL prospect for a quarterback.
Right.
Wyoming's going to win the Potato Bowl and take home a bowl of potatoes, mashed, peeled, scalloped, or otherwise. The winner gets to choose, and Wyoming's going to get to choose their potatoes.
Ooh.
We're talking about Birmingham. They're in the Bahamas. The city itself is hosting its own bowl game, the Birmingham Bowl, Saturday at noon on ESPN. Texas Tech against South Florida. Who you got?
I'm going to let you go first this time.
All right. Knee-jerk reaction here. Texas Tech, because of alliteration.
You know what? I'll go with Texas Tech, too. Let me tell you why. My only one time ever meeting Bob Knight. He was the coach at Texas Tech.
Oh, God.
Well, listen, I had the funniest story ever about Coach Knight.
All right.
So we playing at Texas Tech. We're in a bathroom at the visiting locker room. I go use the bathroom, and Coach Knight is using the bathroom in the visiting team's bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses the bathroom, doesn't wash his hands. So after the game, I didn't shake his hand. True story.
Good man. Yeah, that sounds a lot like the Bob Knight that we Purdue fans grew to know and love. Right. So, yes.
So I did not want to shake his hand after the game.
All righty. Then we're both going with Texas Tech. So we're both locked up here.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us now, this is Hawk Talk Live. This is a completely arbitrary, no analysis, borderline stupid bowl pick extravaganza. Moving on to the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl in Fort Worth, Texas. That's Saturday at 3:30 on ESPN. San Diego State against Army. I'll go again this first time here. Okay. I'm going with Army in this game because, you know, one, it's a military force game,
right,
and you can't pick against them. But two, Navy or San Diego State's got their own claim to fame. They're a famous Navy town. But Army beat Navy earlier this year in that snow game up in, I forget where it was, Philadelphia or Philadelphia. I think Army's going to beat them again. So I'm going with the Black Knights of West Point in that game.
With you again, I'm going with Army just because I spent so much time as a youth on Army bases. I lived in South Carolina. I lived overseas in Germany on Army bases. So I've always been an Army guy. So go Army. I'm taking Army for this one.
You're taking Army for this one.
I am.
Hey, we got an audience coming in now. Some of the players are listening to our bowl extravaganza.
Who's doing that good?
The Dollar General Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. That's Saturday night at 7 on ESPN. Appalachian State versus Toledo. Shelton Hawkins, who you got?
Appalachian State. I'm not taking another Toledo. That's Coach Huck, his university. So anything with him, I'm betting against. I'm taking Appalachian State.
Coach, if you're listening, hi. I'm going with Appalachian State as well for this reason. It's the Dollar General Bowl. I'm almost certain there are more Dollar Generals in North Carolina than there are Toledo. So it favors Appalachian State.
I agree.
You know, completely arbitrary, but we'll take it. That's
the
point.
We'll take it.
The Hawaii Bowl, which is being played Christmas Eve, 8:30 at ESPN at what is now called the Hawaiian Tel Federal Credit Union Field at Aloha Stadium. Just call it Aloha Stadium and get it over with. Right. Fresno State and Houston. Shell, what you got?
I'm going with Houston. Houston is my second favorite city in the world. I love Houston. I'm going with Houston. Who are you taking?
Well, just for contrarian's sake, because we have not been clashing at all during this segment, I'm going to go with Fresno State just to counterweight you.
Okay.
To counterweight you. All right, no bowl games on Christmas Day, so we
which
move on.
Which is my birthday also.
Oh, your birthday's on Christmas?
Yeah, I got lucky.
How about that?
Right.
How about that?
Got lucky.
You got lucky indeed. Yeah. You got lucky, babe. As old Tom Petty would say, may he rest in peace.
Yeah,
all right, so Boxing Day, December 26th, 1:30 ESPN. It's the Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl. That's played at the old Cotton Bowl Stadium in Dallas. Utah and West Virginia. Shell, who you got?
I'm taking West Virginia. I'm going West Virginia.
You're going with West Virginia.
Yep, West Virginia.
All right. Well, this is my take on this. Both mountainous states, right? Utah and West Virginia.
Right.
The mountains in Utah are taller, which means the people of Utah are in slightly better shape.
I agree.
Assuming what I do about the Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowls, it means that everybody's going to eat a Zaxby's meal before the game. Utah is going to be able to fight through that better than West Virginia because they got more health and more altitude adjustments. So the healthier Utah school is going to win in the Zaxby's Fried Chicken Bowl.
I don't know about that one.
Moving on to the Quick Lane Bowl. That's in Detroit at Ford Field, December 26th, 5:15 on ESPN. Duke and Northern Illinois. Shelton Hawkins, who you got?
I'm a huge Duke guy. Besides UMES, Duke is my favorite school, so of course I'm going with Duke.
Duke can't be good at both football and basketball. Give me Northern and Illinois in that one.
You're going to take Northern Illinois? No.
On MAC home territory.
Nope.
It's MACtion, baby. MACtion, baby.
Taking Duke.
Later on, 26th, the Cactus Bowl. That's in Phoenix, where the Arizona Diamondbacks play. 9 o'clock on ESPN. Kansas State and UCLA. Who you got?
Kansas State. I'm taking Kansas State. Just because UCLA got sticky hands right now, I don't know if these guys is going to be able to win. I'm taking Kansas State.
I'm going with the UCLA. I've got a personal connection to them. Josh Lewin's their play-by-play broadcaster for football and basketball.
Okay.
I've met him a couple of times. He does New York Mets games on the radio with Howie Rose. I've listened to him probably more often, aside from Howie Rose himself, than any other broadcaster. So he's a good guy, and I hope he gets a bowl win this year, calling the game for UCLA. the Walk-On's Independence Bowl in Shreveport, Louisiana. By the way, Walk-On's, that's a Cajun restaurant chain. It's basically Louisiana's Applebee's. So, of course, they'd be sponsoring the game in Shreveport. December 27th, 1:30 on ESPN, Southern Miss and Florida State. Who you got?
Florida State all day long. I'm a huge Charlie Ward fan. I'm so sad that their coach is leaving this year. It broke my heart going at Texas A&M. So I think they're going to send them out with a win. I'm going with Florida State this time.
I'm going to go with Southern Miss just for the mere fact there are more walk-ons on Southern Miss, I'm almost certain, than there are on Florida State.
You might be right about
playing
that,
up to the name of the Walk-On's Independence Bowl. The New Era Pinstripe Bowl. That's at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, December 27th at 5:15 on ESPN. Iowa and Boston College. Who you got?
I'm going with Iowa. Since we're in Iowa, I want Iowa to win. I don't want Boston College to win. I'm pulling for Iowa this time.
All right. Well, here's my thinking on this. Boston College, Boston's a major city, right?
Right.
Iowa plays in Iowa City. You know, not a small town, but certainly not the size of Boston or New York. These Iowa kids are going to show up to New York. They're going to be all, glossy-eyed. And like, wow, look at the city. They're going to be looking up. And they're all going to get mugged on the way to the stadium. They're not going to have any equipment, which means Boston College is going to be able to overrun an Iowa team that's playing in street clothes. Give me the Eagles in Yankee Stadium. Basically a home game for them. The Foster Farms Bowl, that's out in Santa Clara. The December 27th ball game, 8:30 on Fox. Changing things up. Not every game's on ESPN.
Right.
Arizona and Purdue. Well, I'll go with mine. I've referenced Purdue plenty of times on this show. I grew up 10 minutes from campus. I'm going to go with the Boilermakers. They had a great turnaround this year under Jeff Brohm, the offensive wizard. School that won 9 games over the last 4 years, won 6 this year. Plus, a little known fact, Arizona head coach Rich Rodriguez did not fare well when he was at Michigan playing Purdue. He was only at Michigan for 3 years. Purdue beat him twice. Give me the Boilermakers.
You know what? Since you have so much knowledge on the Boilermakers, I'm taking the Boilermakers too.
Good man.
Taking Purdue.
Good man.
That one's for you.
All right. The Academy Sports and Outdoors Bowl in Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. That's 9 o'clock on December 27th. ESPN, counter-programming, Texas and Missouri. An old Big 12 matchup. Missouri now is in the SEC. Texas still in the Big 12. Right. Who you got?
I'm taking Texas. Hometown, playing in Texas, I'm taking Texas.
I'm taking Texas, too.
Yeah,
it's
Texas.
It's a game in Texas.
Yep.
Houston, their stadium is home of the Texans.
Right.
Texans being Texas people.
Right.
So in the place of Texas people, the Longhorns of Texas probably going to win that one.
I agree.
The Military Bowl, presented by Northrop Grumman. That's in the Annapolis, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Annapolis, Maryland.
Right.
December 28th, 1:30 on ESPN. Virginia and Navy. Shell, who you got?
I'm taking Navy. Navy is right in Annapolis. It's like a home game for them. I'm taking Navy.
They
lost the Army this year, so I know they're going to be, fired up to get a win. So
it's exactly a home game for Navy. They're playing in their home stadium. Give me Navy as well in one of the Military Bowl games.
Yep.
The Camping World Bowl in Orlando. That's December 28th, 5:15 on ESPN. Virginia Tech and Oklahoma State. Who you got?
Well, since, Coach Cussis is a Hall of Famer at Virginia Tech, it's always great going back and seeing his number in the rafters. This time I'm going to take Virginia Tech.
This is a toss-up for me because you look at it, it's the Camping World Bowl. There's more woods to camp in Virginia. On the other hand, Oklahoma, those people can survive dust bowls. They can survive anything. Tiebreaker, we're going with Ace Custis of his alma mater.
Yep.
Hokie on, if that's what they say. Probably not. Virginia Tech, I'm taking them as well.
Virginia Tech.
The Valero Alamo Bowl in San Antonio's Alamo Dome. First bowl game I ever paid attention to. That was the 98 game where Purdue, led by sophomore quarterback Drew Brees, upset number 4-ranked Kansas State, who got snubbed from the first ever BCS. Brees to Isaac Jones, the back of the end zone, my first indelible sports memory.
Mm.
That's December 28th, 9 o'clock on ESPN. Stanford and TCU, who you got?
I'm going with the Frogs from TCU. I had my best college game at TCU. I was 7-for-7, so I'm going with TCU. Good luck, school.
Remember the Alamo, TCU, Texas Christian University.
Yep.
Give me the Texas team at the Alamo. I'm taking TCU as well.
Sounds good.
The San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl. December 28th, 9 o'clock. This one's on Fox. Washington State at Michigan State. Who you got?
Magic Johnson's my favorite basketball player. I'm taking Michigan State.
Spartans don't take holidays off in the Holiday Bowl. I'm taking the Spartans as well. Got to go Big Ten. The Belk Bowl. I'll say that again. Belk Bowl in Charlotte, where the Panthers play. Yeah, you all know. December 29th, that's 1 o'clock on ESPN, Wake Forest and Texas A&M. Coach Hawkins, who you got?
Texas A&M. Coach Urie's there. I'm taking Texas A&M.
I'm going with the team who laughs less at the term Belk, and I'm pretty sure it's Wake Forest because Belk's the southern department store chain. I don't know if they have them in Texas. They got more of them in North Carolina. Give me Wake Forest in Charlotte. The Belk Bowl.
Yeah.
The Hyundai Sun Bowl. We're familiar with that stadium. We were there last year for the basketball tournament. In El Paso, December 29th, 3 o'clock on CBS. Only game on CBS. North Carolina State and Arizona State. Who you got?
I'm taking Arizona State.
Arizona State. I'm going to go with Arizona State
party
as well.
School. I feel like they're going to be partying.
They're
going to
be partying. There's that old Marty Robbins song, El Paso. The girl's name is Felina. I think there's more women named Felina in Arizona than North Carolina. So we're going with Arizona. The Franklin Mortgage Music City Bowl in Nashville, December 29th, 4:30 ESPN. Kentucky and Northwestern. Who you got?
Kentucky.
No, I'm going to go with Northwestern.
Northwestern?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, mortgages in Chicago are probably more expensive than Kentucky, so they know how to deal with mortgages a little bit more in Chicago.
Good reason.
There you go. The Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl in Tucson. And yes, you're getting the point of the segment back at home. We have no idea what we're talking about here.
No.
But and they've entrusted us with a network radio program. We're so glad to have it.
I want to see our final picks are.
The Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl in Tucson, December 29th, 5:30, CBS Sports Network, Utah State and New Mexico State. You know what? We're going to skip this one. It's whoever wakes up more. It's on CBS Sports Network. It's Utah. Who's going to care about the Arizona Bowl in Tucson? So I don't even care. Whoever wakes up more for that one.
Yeah.
The Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic. Now we're getting into the good games here. One of the New Year's six, the Cotton Bowl in Arlington, December 29th, 8:30 on ESPN. It's an ersatz Rose Bowl between the Pac-12 champion USC and the Big 10 champion Ohio State. Coach Hawk, who you got?
Once again, anything dealing with Ohio makes me think of Coach Huck, who's not here. So I'm taking the other team.
I'm taking the Trojans. All right.
Taking the Trojans.
Well, usually USC has the advantage when it's the Big Ten Pac-12 matchup because it's in the Rose Bowl in Southern California. USC won't have their home field advantage anymore, plus Ohio State will be out for blood as a conference champion that didn't get in to the Final Four. Give me Ohio State.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to say, oh.
I broke my own rule. I actually did some analysis based on that. Oh. But, yes, I'm going with Ohio State. The Tax Slayer Bowl in Jacksonville, December 30th, noon on ESPN, Louisville and Mississippi State. Shell, who you got?
I'm taking Louisville.
I'm taking Louisville as well. It's Lamar Jackson. He's a beast.
Yep, I agree.
The AutoZone Liberty Bowl in Memphis, December 30th, 12:30 ABC, Iowa State against Memphis. In Memphis. Home team wins out?
Yeah, I'm taking home team. I'll take
Memphis as well.
Yo Gotti's going to be there. I think it's going to be a good show. So I think I'm taking Memphis.
All right. We're running out of show here. 3 minutes. Let's see if we can pound in all the other bowl games, the big ones. PlayStation Fiesta Bowl in Glendale, December 30th, 4 o'clock ESPN. Another ersatz Rose Bowl, Washington and Penn State. I'm going with Washington in this one. Barclays Well is going to run dry in the desert.
I'm taking Penn State.
All righty.
Taking Penn State.
The Capital One Orange Bowl in Miami, December 30th, 8 o'clock ESPN. Wisconsin and Miami. It's a home game for the Hurricanes.
Taking Miami.
I'll take Miami as well. The Outback Bowl in Tampa, New Year's Day, noon on ESPN2, the Deuce, Michigan, and South Carolina. I'm going with Michigan. Ooh. Jim Harbaugh is finally going to get his big win. Plus, Michigan's going to get revenge for that Jadeveon Clowney hit in the same Outback Bowl a few years ago.
That's a tough one for me because I'm so loyal to South Carolina, but my guy works over there at Michigan. He does all the sports and media stuff. So I'm taking Michigan. I'm taking Michigan for Ty. What up, Ty?
Hail to the victors.
Yep.
Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl in Atlanta. New Year's Day, 12:30 ESPN. Central Florida undefeated and Auburn. I'm going with Central Florida. They're going to be playing with Hartford. Coach Scott Frost is going to Nebraska.
Yep.
Plus, Auburn, they got to have their Chick-fil-A on a non-Sunday in the SEC championship game. That's all the reward they're going to get in Atlanta.
I'm taking the same team.
All right. Citrus Bowl presented by Overton's. That's Orlando, New Year's Day, 1 o'clock on ESPN. Best non-major bowl game of the year, I think. Notre Dame and LSU.
LSU.
Notre Dame.
Oh. No. Can I change it? I know what I'm taking Notre Dame. Like,
yeah, okay. All right. We'll let you change it here.
Change.
All right. And now the games that everyone cares about, the Rose Bowl. 5 o'clock ESPN. Side note, it's a crime that it's not Big Ten, Pac-12, but c'est la vie. It's the new world we live in. Number 3, Georgia against number 2, Oklahoma. One of the semifinal matchups. Coach Hawk, who you got?
I'm taking Georgia. Who are you taking?
I'm taking Oklahoma. They bested the Big Ten champ in Ohio State. Georgia did not have to play one of those teams from those conferences, so give me Oklahoma and Baker Mayfield.
Usually when people win the Heisman, they don't play good in the bowl game.
Well, this may be the year for him to break the curse. The All-State Sugar Bowl at the Superdome in New Orleans, 8:45 on New Year's Day, ESPN. Number 4, Alabama. Number 1, Clemson. It's Bama-Clemson 3, this time in the semifinal matchup. Coach Hawk, who you got?
Well, it was last year me and Najee bet on this game. Not money, but we bet push-ups, and Clemson won. I'm taking Clemson again just because we better get on this game.
The Sugar Bowl is traditionally a house of horrors for Nick Saban. He lost to Utah about 10 years ago. He lost in the semifinal 3 years ago to Ohio State. Give me Clemson as well. So, national championship game. Squeezing in here the final
this
seconds here. You've got Clemson, Georgia. I've got Clemson, Oklahoma. Who's your national champion?
Taking Clemson again.
I'm taking Oklahoma. Somebody's got to take Dabo down.
No, I'm taking Clemson again.
Boomer Sooner, everybody. Boomer Sooner. And on that note, that's it for Hawk Talk Live. We're just about done here. We thank you for joining us for this bowl. Pick 'em. Women's basketball is on against UMBC right now. It's halftime. We're just about. Listen on SFMSports.net. I want to thank my guests, Bobby Collins, Shelton Hawkins. Thanks for the bowl. Pick 'em, Shelton. It was really fun.
Yeah.
Men's basketball coverage starts 7:45 tomorrow night. A tip against Drake at 8 o'clock. EasternShoreHawks.com for more information. Steve Clendenin's our producer. We're off for Christmas, back on the air January 4th, right back at M Street Grill. Until then, this has been Hawk Talk Live. Will DeBoer with you. The Shore Sports Network, SFMSports.net.